When we hear of someone who is suffering, we feel sorry for them. We have feelings of pity and empathy. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. If someone loses a loved one, a job, or has an incurable illness or accident, we feel these emotions. But are these emotions compassion or something else? Compassion is literally defined as to suffer together. It is often described as the heart that trembles in the face of suffering. When we're compassionate, we take on that suffering and are moved to relieve it. Compassionate people have the ability to feel what others are feeling. It may be because they know what it's like to suffer. Compassionate people act on their kindness. Compassionate people practice self-compassion as well. Being compassionate to ourselves, we will be more successful in changing bad habits, getting back to the gym, or eating a healthier diet. There are many health benefits from being a more compassionate person. Studies have shown an increase in the hormones that counter aging and reduce stress. Well, what are some of the ways we can practice being more compassionate? How can increasing our compassion better help us to serve others? Well, here's a few ideas. First, act on your feelings of empathy and pity. When you hear of someone suffering, have the courage to act on it. Try sending them a card or make a phone call and encourage them. Second, practice random acts of kindness. Simple gestures like smiling, saying hello, and thank you are a start. Inviting someone to lunch or spending some one-on-one time with a suffering friend can work wonders. Third, be kind. As the old saying goes, be kind because everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Your showing compassion will help them open up and share what's on their heart. Fourth, be grateful. Being grateful for our blessings helps us to better serve those going through hard times. We'll all experience tough times in our lives, and our ability to cope is increased by our compassion for others. And fifth, sometimes a hug will speak louder than anything you can say. Without a word, it says, "I'm here for you, I feel your pain, and I'll do what I can to help." As we seek to serve others, as our Lord asks, let's practice being compassionate people. Let's act on our feelings of empathy. It'll be a blessing to the people we come in contact with, and it will have many health benefits as well. Now, who can argue with that? This is Tony Agnese.